When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
It's the ghost of Yelp. I should have gone Yelp.
You should have. Maybe let's just re-record this.
No.
We're not off to a great start.
I wouldn't mind going back. I've never doing that again. Okay. Welcome to week one of our spooky spectacular.
Yes. And this spooky spectacular takes place in Virginia. Virginia Beach, to be exact.
We were looking at spooky places in Virginia Beach, as in Halloween stores.
Yes.
Whether that be costumes or decor. Asians.
Mm-hmm.
Etc.
Yep. Potpourri.
Potpourri.
And my challenge...
Potpourri.
Ooh. My challenge was to find a review in which the reviewer claims to cast a spell.
I'm very excited about that.
And let me tell you, when you try to search for "I put a spell on you" with Yelp, you don't get good results for this.
What the fuck do you get?
You get all about the song.
Oh, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it did make sense, so I had to be a little creative. But I found a handful, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, it's gonna be spooky. Spooky-ooky. Okay, so the first review I have is of a place called Harry Gull's Halloween Planet.
Yep, I have a review from there, too.
Okay. This is a 1-star review by Larry. This place smelled like toxic plastic fumes. The haunted house sound effect CD they were playing was way too loud and not scary at all.
You can't scare me.
I'm Larry. I picked up a witch nose to smell it. And
never thought I'd hear that sentence ever.
I picked up a witch nose to smell it, and an employee immediately told me not to try it on. I replied that I was just looking for a nose to pick, and they didn't laugh at all.
Well, that's because it's not funny.
I think it's hilarious.
No.
I think it's hilarious.
I think this is serious business.
Okay. Some of the costume packages were not suitable for youngsters to look at. Sexy nun? Naughty accountant? These costumes need to be kept behind the counter. Costumes are cooler if you make them out of nothing. Spend some time with your kids and create some crazy costume that can't be bought. Don't frequent stores like this so landlords will strive to get year-round tenants that actually benefit a city. How about a musical instrument shop in this location instead? Good quality guitars and stuff. End of review.
What? That took a turn.
I think Larry is the local, like... music teacher at the elementary school or something. I don't know.
Did he really just go there to make that joke? Was it the only thing that he was going there for?
He only leaves his house once a year to release a pun into the atmosphere.
That one, to be fair to him, because of our free radio show, that pun is traveling much farther than he would have expected.
Way into the atmosphere.
It worked this year.
Looking for a nose to pick.
And he might have just gained some new fans.
Okay, I mean, I'm a fan. I've been a fan since day one, I tell you that much.
You tell me that much. You sure do.
Larry. All right, you're up.
My first one is of Spirit Halloween by Michael.
Okay.
1 star. All caps, by the way.
A very important, important classification.
If there's any punctuation, like an exclamation point, there are at least 3 used each time. That includes question marks.
Excellent.
Whatever you don't go to this store.
Sorry.
Good start.
It's already so bad. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Whatever you don't go to this store. The service is so bad from the store manager. She is a young kid, still wet behind the eats.
This is like Larry's nose joke, but like so not even remotely on point.
Just can't spell anything. I could not believe it. The other staff are great. Whoever responded to these posts, I want to talk to her boss. I will not let these go. This need to be addressed ASAP. She told me she was drunk at work. Is this the type of people you employ to run your business? I have been a business owner for 15 years, and I have never been treated so poorly. End of review.
What in the hell was that?
Well, that's what I was wondering, too. So, this fella, Michael.
Oh, this is Michael, right?
Michael has many reviews.
Oh, excellent.
And they're almost all exactly like this.
Are they all in capital letters?
Yes.
Caps is stuck on.
So, this is his review of Dunkin'.
Okay.
That's in Dunkin' Donuts, but it just says Dunkin'. They did that, right?
Don't you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I just haven't really seen it yet.
It was chaos.
I don't know why they still did that. Okay, 1 star. Worst place ever. Charge me for the wrong order twice. No one had a clue what they were doing. Not even the manager. They lost my receipt. OMG, everyone need to be retrained. I will never go here again. P.S. Tell the girl at the drive-thru to pull her pants up. Pants emoji.
Oh my god.
I'm not
kidding.
Wow,
he's savvier than I thought.
I know. Duncan, you guys have to do better. End of review.
Holy, I like how he included a pants emoji in case they weren't really sure
what kind of pants.
What he was really
jeans, for
referring
the record.
To.
Yeah.
OMG.
OMG indeed.
Wet behind the eats.
Wet behind the eats.
I can't handle this guy at all.
No, I like Michael. That's why I wanted to share a little bit of extra, something extra with you all.
Michael's been a store owner for 15 years.
Never been treated so badly. And yet, every place he goes to, he says, treated, this is the worst
place. He's treated pretty
place
fucking
ever.
Badly.
Yes.
Listen, he's dry behind the eats at this point.
Oh my god.
I know.
It's so flaky.
Ew.
And dry.
Stop it.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Okay. We've learned not to do that, in case you don't recall.
You should know better.
Yeah. Okay, is that all that we have to... I mean, I know
Yeah,
that...
no, I'm done with Michael.
That wasn't how...
I'm over it.
This is a review of Party City. It's a 1-star review by Maria. My fiancé and I went to Party City to buy Halloween costumes. I wound up getting a white afro wig that's supposed to light up. How cool is that? I thought to myself. I also had to buy a wig cap and a set of fake eyelashes. I'm at this point trying to figure out what
I kind of like this person. I don't know.
What the hell is the costume?
If they're that excited by this light up afro wig, I'm into it too.
It is pretty precious. When we got home, I was excited to try the wig on.
Wait. I figured it out.
Okay.
I know why they needed that wig.
Why?
They're performing at ABBA the concert. Why did I say ABBA? ABBA the concert. I think that's how Mom always said it.
Actually, ABBA is a third knockoff group.
Oh, yes.
They're
performing as ABBA at the Mountain Winery.
What was it called? ABBA the concert?
I'm pretty sure it was because there was
ABBA the
tour,
tour
which
is
was
the
legit.
Real thing, and then ABBA the concert is.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this was in the wineries episode.
I think last episode we recorded it yesterday, but we don't really remember.
This is the first time in history we actually remember something we said
That's
in the previous
point,
episode, which is a scary, scary thing. In 3 weeks, when we come back to record the next episode, we're gonna have no clue what this podcast is about anymore.
Accurate.
So, right.
I'm sorry.
ABBA the...
I interrupted to
ABBA 2.0
to perform as ABBA.
Okay, at like, So You Think You Could Dance or one of those. What are those?
Did they have live shows, live performances by ABBA at So You Think You Can Dance?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really hip with it. You know.
It shows.
Okay. When we got home, I was excited to try the wig on, only to be dismayed because the lights won't work. I called up the store in the hopes that I could talk to somebody and exchange it for something that actually works. The line was busy, so we drove back. At the store, we approached the cashier at counter number one. She was very rude towards us when we said we were going to return a merchandise. She said, "We don't do returns on Halloween stuff." So we said we just got it an hour ago. She left to get her manager, and the manager inspected the item and agreed to credit me back for the wig. But she won't take back the wig cap that was unopened. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? All right, I'll read it the way it was intended.
You're not going to get through this if you keep trying to repeat it that way.
What am I supposed to do with a wig cap without a wig? Anyway, we left, and we didn't feel like going to our party anymore. We went home.
What?
Party cities. Party city spoils the party mood. We're never going back. If there is a zero star, I would not even give them that. End of review.
I wish you hadn't, because that would have meant you wouldn't have left a review at all.
I know, and we would never have been graced with your presence.
Yeah. Which would have been great. But, okay. Where did that come from? That kind of seemed like, yeah, returns. Oh my God, the number of times I try to return something, they're like, we don't take
it. It's a wig. So yeah, I mean,
just accept the fact that I shouldn't have messed up.
And the problem is, they took the wig, right? Yes, they didn't take the wig cap, which I'm like, I understand, because they said they don't return Halloween merchandise. Okay?
Yeah, you were insistent, and the manager agreed to accept the item was faulty.
If they accepted that, you could probably go get another wig that actually
lights
up.
That's what I'm wondering.
But no, she didn't want to go to the party anymore, because party source ruined the party mood, or party city.
But why is that one light up? So it comes back to your original question.
Mine?
Yeah, what the hell were they trying to be? Because why is it so important that the wig lights up that way?
Maybe they were going to that winery, and that's why the band sucked so much.
Oh my God.
When Janet was there.
Yeah, that must have been
on her broken chair.
Oh Lordy.
The lead singer was out.
And someone was too heavy. That was another part of it.
What?
Didn't fit into the costume.
Oh, someone had to wear her costume, and they were 40 pounds overweight.
That's what it was. Why is this one item so... you know what I'm picturing? They just wanted to go to the party wearing that wig.
Yes.
Nothing else, just the wig.
Absolutely. And fake eyelashes.
Oh, sorry. What the hell were they?
They also didn't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. But I love it.
But yeah, that's fine.
But I love it so much.
I appreciate lack of creativity. That's like me in my Halloween stuff. I would always be like a mailman and wear a blue shirt,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, and that's fine.
I love this so much.
But why complain about not being able to return the wig thing? I bet they have so many wigs, so many. Or save it till next year.
Party City spoils the party
mood.
Still
go to the party. What? How is that? Oh,
we're never going back.
That's so dramatic. Ugh. If there were zero, but this review really bothers me.
I love that if there were zero stars, I wouldn't even give
that,
them zero stars.
That's what really set me off.
That's a really next level.
It's beyond what we're used to.
It is. Okay. And it started, you said you liked this person you spoke
to
soon.
I know,
you should know better than to say that at the beginning of a one-star review.
Why would she pick this when this person is, like, really relatable? Okay. I have another Spirit Halloween review by Lisa. One star. I will not go to the store again. I went with my kids. They were not allowed to try anything on, even over their clothes in the aisles. The staff said they had to have everything sent back in 2 days, so they couldn't repackage the items. They didn't want to do their job. Oh. They said that everything was 50% off. You had to buy it without trying anything on and no returns. End of review.
Jeez, I mean...
You know when things in Spirit Halloween go to 50% off?
After Halloween.
After Halloween. Literally, like, clearance, get the shit out of here.
What the hell?
Why would they accept
if they're
returns?
They have to return it to the store in 2 days or to the warehouse in 2 days.
Exactly.
That means Halloween is over.
It's over. And it's a good time to get a deal. But why leave a one-star review? Because they won't accept returns. You know, as what? If that's those no, employees'
no,
policy.
No. You're very wrong. Because okay. This person is not upset about the returns. They threw that in there. The person is upset that she couldn't fucking open all the packaging of true. All the shit and then put it on her kids, say, this lion mask is too big. And then toss it on the floor and say, hey, this is your job. Pack it up.
Good point.
That's what she's mad about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not their job. Yeah, you're right. Also, I was thinking Target at first, where all the costumes are like hanging.
Mm-hmm. But no, these are packaged.
They're in those plastic packages. Yes. You have to tear them apart and fold them some manufacturing way to get them back in there. It's idiotic anyway.
Why? Yeah. It's an entitlement.
I didn't think this Halloween episode would get me so irritated.
I know, this sucks.
Okay, I have one from Party City by Steffi. I feel like this might be another person you somehow relate to.
I do not like the way you said that.
My eyes rolled real hard. It kind of hurt. 1 star by Steffi. I am not a fan of Party City. I was just looking to get something simple for my Halloween costume. I just wanted something related to outer space. But they had nothing, not even stars. End of review.
Huh. How many? 1 stars?
Mm-hmm.
1 star. Not even stars.
They had no stars. She was speaking, foreshadowing that right there.
The person you had before this, the one who was like, go make something at home. Now is the time when this person has a point.
Larry.
If they don't have anything you need, either go somewhere else.
What do you mean stars? Like you're going to glue them to your face?
Or just a giant star costume. Just walking star.
Like a Hollywood star. Walk of fame.
That could be. I was thinking of just a regular star shape, but yep. That could be it too. Who the heck knows?
Anyway, I just never heard of anything like this. And so to be so angry that they don't have an outer space star costume, shooting star or whatever, is so ridiculously outrageous to me.
And this is specifically like, this is Party City. It's not one of those pop-up Halloween stores. Right, it's not even a Halloween
store.
Wow.
Should I tell her about the wig? And the fake eyelashes?
You know what?
Space cowboy.
I would have looked at that and been like, wow, you're a star. There you go. The dream.
I think we are onto something.
We need to get all these yelpers to meet each other.
Billy Idol. Live in concert.
What?
Billy Idol tour. I think that person would look like Billy Idol.
Who? I'm sorry. I think I'm like 10 steps behind you here.
The person with the wig.
You know what? I'll give you this one.
Isn't that who I'm thinking of?
Google Billy Idol. I don't think I've ever seen Billy Idol with a white afro, so I really don't think so.
He has ridiculous white hair. Okay, well, who's the guy I'm thinking of?
I don't think they exist.
I mean, look at this picture of Billy Idol.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Looks like a star to me.
I mean, Billy Idol's a star. Absolutely.
I'm definitely not thinking of Billy Joel.
Okay.
Who's the one mom likes?
Billy Idol. Okay. White Wedding.
Yes, that's the one I meant. Who's the one that sings about the spaceship, though?
Are you talking about David Bowie?
Yes, that's who I meant.
Oh, dear. I think for your sake, we should just edit all of this out.
David Bowie also doesn't wear a white afro. Okay, never mind.
But Ziggy Stardust.
That's what I was thinking.
Google Ziggy Stardust. There you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
That's where I was going with all of this. Ziggy Stardust. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that combined with David Bowie would make quite a costume.
There it is.
Ziggy Bowie.
You mean, well, Ziggy Stardust is David Bowie. Are you thinking about Billy Idol? Ziggy Stardust and Billy Idol combo.
Ziggy Idol.
Ziggy Idol. Okay. Sounds like the next new reality series that no one's going to watch.
Everyone has already left this episode, and I'm so sorry about that.
Let me reel him back in, shall I?
Please try. It might not work.
I've got a 1-star review of Harry... How did you pronounce it?
Harry Gull.
Halloween...
Planet.
I see PLA. I'm like, wow, what's the rest of that?
Playground.
Okay. Harry Gull.
Play-Doh?
Halloween Playground. This is a 1-star review by John.
Platypus.
No return policy. 20 minutes after purchase, my 3-year-old changed his mind.
Oh.
Manager told me, tough luck. End of review.
You know this. All over those stores, it says no returns or exchanges. It just says it.
That is a very common and understandable thing from my perspective.
Yes, and I get that, like, your kid changed their mind, but, like, that's not... That's not even a valid excuse. You're not saying, like, it was broken or, like, it didn't fit. Like, your kid changed his mind. He suddenly didn't want to be Ziggy Bowie anymore and suddenly...
Yeah. Ziggy Idol, but yeah.
It's just beyond me. Well, I have a review of... this is a costume shop, actually. And this... it's a costume shop, so it's not technically a Halloween store, but they definitely sell a lot of spooky stuff. And
I think I read some reviews of that place. I don't have any, but it was it like floor to ceiling? Like people were saying,
it's
how
insane,
just, it's
huge
costumes, yeah.
And it's like massive. So it's called Echoes of Time.
Mm-hmm.
2 stars by Jen. I used to love this store. However, I tried to drop by today and instantly left. The policy of customers surrendering their purse to a locker is a terrible idea. A better store would focus on outstanding customer service and securing any high theft items. Instead, every customer is being treated as a problem and a hindrance. Here's another idea. Create a shame board. A shame board, where you post pictures of shoplifters caught in the act. Anything is better than treating everyone like a criminal for no reason. Very unwelcoming and not a pleasant environment to be in. End of review.
You know what? That gives me an idea. We should create a shame board and this person can be number one.
I'm just creating a gen board is what I call
gen
it.
Gen board?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically the same thing. Oh. Gen board, shame board. What's the difference?
A shame board. I like how she's like, what? I can run this store.
That is a terrible idea.
You should secure all high theft items, which also, like, jewelry is high theft item. You can't just, like, padlock it all.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of people who were writing positive reviews that were like, a lot of stores have this policy, especially thrift stores, where there's only one person working at the time. You can't see everybody throughout the store. Yeah. If they're saying it's a high theft area, a high theft shop, then leaving your bag up front makes sense, I think.
Absolutely. I think this person, Jen, came in planning to steal something, turned right around, realized they couldn't anymore.
Oh, her toddler had changed his mind about wearing a Ziggy Pop costume. And Jen said, I know where I can get him a Victorian dress.
So he can be Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Bathrobe.
Yep.
Just stuff it right in my Louis Vuitton and no one will know.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a creepy costume.
Man.
Norman Bates in a Victorian dress.
Actually, I would die if somebody dressed up as that.
I'm considering it now.
I'll be, I don't want to be involved, actually. I'd rather not be involved, is what I decided.
Please don't.
That would be so funny, though. I always thought you were kind of like Norman Bates. Remember when we watched that show, Bates Motel?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Mother? Mother?
Mother?
Mother?
Mother?
Oh my god, I love that show. It's so funny and creepy.
Those are the best.
I have literally photos... Or, like, videos that we took when we'd watch that of him in the pink bathrobe, like, and the one son coming down and going, Mom? And then he turns around, like, yes, dear. And he's holding, like, a frying pan full of eggs, and he's wearing his mom's, like, nightgown. It's the strangest
show. One of those shows. It's super creepy, but you gotta laugh at those times because it makes it so
especially
so much
when we're watching it really intently, and then, like, suddenly.
And that shit happens.
What's his name?
Norman?
Yeah, the guy, the actor. I had such a crush on him, remember? And Lisa was on that show.
The good doctor.
Yeah, I forget.
How am I blanking right
now? And in real life, he has a British accent?
Yes.
Highmore, Teddy Highmore.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Wait, Teddy isn't
it?
No, Freddy?
No, Freddy Highmore.
Okay.
Teddy is the...
character in Bob's Burgers.
The character in ABBA. ABBA the concert.
ABBA the concert.
It's all very confusing, all the different layered knockoffs. Okay. So you that's all you have, right?
I have one more.
Oh, you do? Okay,
great. It is a redemption.
Oh, perfect.
Of Harrigal. Halloween placates to customers.
Just say platypus. It's a lot easier.
Platypus. This is a 5-star review by Amber. I went in there to get a costume for my son, which can be a daunting task by itself. My son is nonverbal and autistic, so finding a staff member who interacted with him and took the time to find what he wanted was amazing. Quinn did that, and it made my day. Thank you. I'm definitely going back in to find my costume. End of review.
That made me really happy.
Yeah.
I forgot that this was a redemption until I was like, oh, I don't like where this is going. And then it was just so positive.
Mm-hmm.
That make okay. It's like a light in this dark, cruel world.
Yes. It's a spooky, ooky episode, but we needed some light out of that jack-o'-lantern, if you know what I'm saying.
I was trying to say something about stars, but I got lost. So jack-o'-lantern is better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one more review by Tim. And this is a review of Spirit Halloween. 1 star. Too spooky. End of review.
Love that.
Quite literally just said too spooky.
That means they're doing their job.
I wish that were a redemption, but it's not because it's 1 star.
Yeah, it should be.
However, I do have a redemption. This is another Spirit Halloween review by Fox. 5 stars. Oh my god, this one is... This one's clever.
I'm ready.
The only thing they don't have is real pumpkins. Unless they're...
I'm nervous.
The only thing they don't have is real pumpkins. Unless they're under a pile of bones somewhere. And...
What?
I don't know.
Okay, I was like, can you just explain this to me?
I think they're saying, like, this place has everything. I guess they don't have real pumpkins.
Maybe this one's just that spooky where they actually have like human bones lying around.
He walked into a graveyard. Or like,
I'm not digging through all these bones. Oh, there might be a live pumpkin under there.
A live pumpkin. Oh god. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can we have a pumpkin sidebar?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe more like a gourd sidebar. I went to the grocery store and I wanted to get Allie something special. And Sprouts had all these different kinds of gourds. They have a green apple gourd.
What?
Have you seen these?
No.
It's a gourd, but it looks exactly like a giant green apple.
What?
It's incredible. The best thing.
Did you buy one?
Of course.
Where
I bought
is
her
it?
One. It's at her place.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
I didn't think you deserved it. The green apple gourd is my new favorite gourd.
I call it the gag.
The gag? I can't even call it that.
Yeah, you're gagging.
It doesn't even come out of my mouth.
Does it taste like a green apple?
I took a quick bite. It did not.
And then you put that one back.
I did.
And took another.
I did. And then left a 1-star review about false advertising.
Oh, sure. Pumpkin sidebar over?
Gourd sidebar over.
So, I have one more redemption.
Oh, you have 2 redemptions. I didn't know.
Forgot.
My goodness.
I didn't know either. Novelties Unlimited. Just kind of like a gag shop, if you will.
Mm, they sell a lot of green apple gourds.
They sell novelties.
Yep.
Redemption by Mary. Nope. That says Marv, but it has a squiggle line under it because Macintosh Pages does not want me to use Marv as a proper noun.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Redemption by Marv. 5 stars. Some buddies of mine went here and bought some fake mustaches for a party. It was hilarious.
We're laughing all the way from here.
Sounds hilarious, Marv. Sounds hilarious. It was hilarious, so I decided to do the same thing. The prices were fair and they had plenty of supplies. If I had to prepare for a party or even get a prank, this is where I'd go. The cashier was also very helpful and friendly. End of review.
Love that. Love that, Marv.
Hello, cashier. I'm seeking a mustache.
Well, we have a big supply.
Oh, it just made me very happy.
Yeah.
I feel like Marv is just one of those people who's like, love it! Like, he's just
oh my
like
God,
so
yes.
positive.
What a guy.
All right. Your turn for your challenge.
My challenge this week was to find reviews in which the reviewer claimed to cast a spell.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It was difficult.
I'm sorry.
No. It was good. It was difficult, but it was good. Okay. So, my first one. And it was bad also.
Okay, it was good and bad.
I will tell you about the...
It was the best of times and it was the worst of times.
I will tell you about the underbelly that I discovered.
Oh no.
My first review is a 5-star review.
Oh.
Of Love Solution Spell in Los Angeles.
Is that a place?
It's a Yelp page. Oh, so okay. It seems to be, yes.
Sure.
5 stars by Tiffany. My husband's secretary placed love potion on my husband coffee. Ever since my husband's company employed this secretary, my husband comes back home with lips kiss on his shirt on several occasions. My husband didn't deny that was what got my heart broken.
Oh.
My husband moved out the last time I confronted him about it and went to stay with her. He will not even pick up my calls. I was broken and shattered. It was like I tore my marriage apart due to the improper way I handled the situation. I'd cry every day and night, swollen eyes to work, and friends started asking questions. My elder sister told me about Love Solution Temple to get my husband back. So, I went. Surprisingly, just a single spell was what turned everything around. My husband came home this morning with all his belongings. End of review.
What? What?
It's a freaking weird underbelly, Christina. This is a thing.
Alexander, I don't know.
This is a thing.
If we should have gone in this direction.
No, it was at times very uncomfortable. And a lot of the 5-star reviews were under the not recommended section, which makes me believe that they're less than accurate. But.
You mean like there's some collusion happening?
Yes, or some false reviews happening. But who knows?
Got it.
So here's another one of the same place by Hollingworth. 5 stars. It works. The spell brought back my husband. He just found out that his ex is 5 months pregnant for another man. Same woman he left me for. Thank you, priestess, for your great love spell. You have done so much for me and my family. He came back to me crying. End of review.
Oh my gosh! Is this a real thing?
These are reviews that I found on Yelp. That is what I can say.
You're not going to make any further
claims. I did not make these
claims.
Up. These were already there. They've.
What if you did make them up? That would be really funny. You were on final
draft.
It was
that difficult that, yeah. Just writing. It was like just my
husband
my
was
weekend.
Crying.
Here is my. Here's another one. This is from California Witch.
Okay.
It has 4 1-star reviews, and that's it. And then
4 1-star?
Yes.
Oh,
and they were
no.
all about how much of a scam it was and all the money that the people lost, thousands of dollars.
Oh my gosh.
So apparently what this woman would do would tell you that if you don't give pay thousands of dollars, your life will basically go to
like
shit.
Blackmailing you?
Basically, with her quote unquote abilities.
Black magic?
Black magicking. Yeah, black magic ailing.
Black magic mailing you.
Yeah, black magic mailing you.
Wow. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yes, well, the day is here.
You know California's
it's
a liberal cesspool.
Yeah, and this was in Los Angeles. So
even worse.
California Witch is the name.
I hear it's awful.
But here are a few 5-star reviews that were not recommended. That's how I found them.
I see.
This is one from Jen. Hello, everyone. I'm Jen. And I'm here to share the wonderful work Dr. Tundy did for me.
Doctor. Interesting.
But Dr. Tundy, I don't think, has anything to do with California Witch. So I think this is somewhat of a recommendation of someone else online.
And she just saw California Witch.
Yes.
Went, oh, that's fun. Dr. Tundy has a nickname.
Like I said, this is a really weird underbelly.
Okay, got it.
After 4 years in marriage with my husband with 2 kids, my husband started acting weird and going out with other women. And showed
yes.
me cold love.
How weird.
I know. And I hate how in that like first or second one they say, I was doing everything wrong handling this situation.
Yeah, exactly.
As if they were at fault.
Well, that's what I was confused. I thought they meant they accidentally, a spell backfired. Like they did
no,
a spell.
No.
Okay.
But what probably happened, if that was a real thing, was whoever they went to basically told them, you're doing everything wrong.
Oh, I see.
And blamed them so that they would pay money.
Black magic, man.
To get it fixed.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
On several occasions, he threatened to divorce me if I dare question him about his affair with other women. Oh. I was totally devastated and confused until an old friend of mine told me about a spellcaster on the internet called Dr. Tundi, who helped people with relationship and marriage problems by the powers of love spells. At first, I doubted if such a thing ever exists, but decided to give it a try. When I contacted him, he helped me cast a love spell, and within 48 hours, my husband came back to me and started apologizing. Now he has stopped going out with other women, and he's with me for good and for real. Aww. Contact this great love spell caster for your relationship or marriage problem to be solved today. Also specialize in treating all kinds of illnesses.
Oh my God.
Herpes, virus, cancer, brain disease, infertility, diabetes, and more.
Cancer?
End of review.
Infertility? This is terrible.
Oh, yes.
Thank God this is under... This is the first time I've ever been thankful that Yelp puts things in the not recommended section.
Yeah, and part of it, which I didn't include, was because they included an email address, a phone number.
So this person's just owning the company or something. And
yeah, or is Dr. Tundi.
Or
and is trying to...
And I hesitate to say Dr. Tundi.
Yes.
The
Scammer Tundi.
Wow, that's rough.
Yes.
I like how it goes on and on about the love spell, and then it's like, oh, he also treats cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for that kind
just,
of thing.
Just, yeah.
As a side note.
Just as a side note.
Holy shit. Herpes, cancer?
Here's another one from Adam, 5 stars. It was really great how their love spell brought so many men into my life in a short span of time. Then I chose one of them whom I really liked a lot and fell in love with him. He's perfect for me and loves me a lot. We are now thinking of spending the rest of my life together. End of review.
What? This is clearly made up.
Here's one from Jill. 5 stars.
Jill. Okay.
She helped me. I was at my lowest point.
I thought
point.
It was a guy.
The last one was Adam.
No, I mean, the
no, one. No, Dr. Tundi.
Is a totally different person.
That's what I was saying was I don't think is related to the California witch. It's not so California wizard.
Freaking bizarre. Please. Okay, go
or
on.
Maybe warlock.
Warlock?
Succubus.
No. No. Oh. No, oh.
You never know. You
Do you
never
even know what that is?
Yes, Christine, I know what I'm saying. This is a Halloween episode, okay? I say things like that.
Don't say that.
Spooky ooky.
Go on.
She helped me. I was at my lowest point. I didn't think I could go on. I had several tragedies in my life. Whatever spell she gave me has helped a lot. I have a job now, my boyfriend is very supportive now, and things are looking up. End of review. So, whether or not these are all fake scam things...
Yeah.
I did meet the challenge.
I thought you said you met Mr. Tundi. I was like,
no,
holy
I went out there,
crap.
Found this guy, Mr. Tundi.
It is LA. He could be here.
You never know. Let's hope not.
You met the challenge. You absolutely did. And I'm uncomfortable about it.
I have one more.
Okay.
This one is a little bit different and is a legitimate, very much a legitimate person giving a review. This is of Ancient Ways. It's a cosmetics and beauty supply, spiritual shop, candle store, etc. in Oakland, California.
Okay.
This was written by Eyes. 1 star. Okay, look, I've had it with them. I used to shop there when I was younger and was first getting into my religion. First of all, I want to say the only person who is cool there is Mike. He's a bigger guy, white with glasses. I used to shop there every day and I know he used to have a crush on me.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew it all along. I even met his girlfriend.
Whoa.
They have classes there filled with people who can't even pronounce what they are teaching. I used to bring my friends to this store, and now I see why they never wanted to continue. I just left the spot 20 minutes ago. This white-haired lady had the nerve to yell at me. Let's get something straight. When you yell, I yelp.
What, well, a yelp?
Yes.
Like Yelp on Yelp?
Yes, like Hope. Actually going on
I
Yelp.
I thought you meant like Yelp!
No. I did it first, too. Yelp. It took me a second.
Okay.
I hadn't.
You yell, I yelp. This is exactly
right.
Our new catchphrase.
I think we should just put that in every
just
episode description.
Steal it.
I hadn't been there for over 3 years, with the exception of the day before yesterday. And guess who was there? Mike. But he didn't recognize me. You see, unlike Ancient Ways, my spells and candles really work.
Oh.
So there's my challenge. I did that.
Absolutely.
And let me point out that this store has a lot of negative energy around it. A few years ago, there was a car that rammed into the store. May I point out, you get back what you put in.
So they're victim blaming them for getting hit by a car.
Yeah. I recommend buy your oils here, and then included a website. Their oil actually works, and you will see results fast. Their money draw oil is very light and won't work. Or, if it does, it will take over a month for it to do so. You will see results in the next few days here. They will sell you anything. They will sell you black magic ritual items, even though that may not be what you wanted. Their readings are inaccurate and suck. The owner of this store is a stuck-up prude. They always have this arrogant attitude, like they are better than everybody.
Oh, I have never heard of someone like that. Interesting. When you yell, I yelp.
Nope. You don't want to shop at a store like that, do you? I don't. Enter. I'm updating this. The guy I said was cool is not. He's, what do you call it? Yeah, a Dick Van Dyke. End of review.
What?
I don't know.
So she wrote he's cool. He's in love with me. I met his girlfriend. And his store sucks.
Yeah.
What? Why? Okay, I mean, I guess we're never going to know. But why did she say, oh, I always came to the store. I always brought my friends. And then just suddenly was like...
Because apparently the people who were teaching things, like in their classes, didn't know what they were talking about.
Couldn't pronounce the things they were teaching. Couldn't say,
even pronounce it. So, like, they weren't good at what they were doing, is what she was saying. This expert of all of it.
Wow.
Because her spells work, and theirs don't. Wow. And then she didn't go for 3 years, and then came back, and it seemed like she came back and started a scene.
Correct.
Yeah.
She drove her car directly into the side of the building. She
rammed it in and said, you get what you put out there.
This is not my fault. This is karma. Mm-hmm. I actually did a spell wishing a car would drive into your building, and then lo and behold, look.
I happened to be in a car that rammed into your building.
My GMC is stuck in the wall. Now, how does that feel, Mike?
Oh, man. Poor
Never
Mike.
Return my calls.
Poor Mike. I even met your girlfriend.
Your fiance.
She didn't know who I was, but I found her.
My spell. That is just the most disturbing. I do not want to run into this person ever.
I don't want to run into any of the things that I just read.
I feel like I'm going to need to sage this room. You just brought in all of this person's negative energy.
And that's what's crazy. This is part one.
What? There's more of this?
No, of our two-part Halloween special.
Thank God. I was like, I need to get out of this room.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a special, special Halloween episode lined up for you next week with a special guest.
Very spooky guest.
This guest is going to be narrating a couple reviews in a segment. And it is our first guest ever. Just going to do...
We did have Lisa's voice on here once.
We did do that.
Lisa Lampanelli.
We do have a loud German man also on most episodes.
Yes, that is true. But I would argue all the episodes.
Pretty much all of the episodes. But yeah, we will have somebody. If you maybe know a thing or two about the history and background of the show, you probably might know who this might be. It's Spooky season.
You're making this very interesting, the way you're describing
I'm making it very long.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And with that, I think we should reveal the theme for next week.
Oh, okay. What is it? I also feel that we were very fortunate in receiving this request from Amy, our $30 patron.
It's kismet. It's
much like a
serendipity.
Much like a GMC driving into the side of your building. Mm-hmm. This is the energy you get back. And Amy sent us some great energy by suggesting Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
As her hometown.
Yes.
And this is perfect timing for our Halloween episode.
And Amy, we are going to do you proud.
Ugh.
Because we are going to just be, it's kind of a free for all, but we're basically going to do attractions in Salem.
Yes.
So we're going to try to look for the spookiest reviews we can find.
Spooky spots in Salem.
Spooky spots in Salem, Massachusetts.
Triple S.
Yes, as long as it's not two. We need at least SSS to make it okay for us to read these.
Correct. Did not think of that.
Spooky spots in Salem, Massachusetts is our theme for next week.
So we're just going to do a bunch of fun reviews and...
And kind of just have fun with
it. That'll be the challenge in and of itself.
And maybe in the challenge section, we'll just read some other random spooky things we find. We're just going to make it really Halloween-y.
We'll also have a Halloween guest, which means that's a challenge in and of itself.
It will be very challenging.
It's a new concept for us, so I'm very excited.
No, it's going to be so much fun, very Halloween-y. And thankfully, we're going to have a nice 3-week break before we record it.
We have plenty of time to research.
But you'll be hearing it next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.